Time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central. Covering the teams you care about in this crazy freaking state that makes no sense whatsoever, for God's sake. Nathan Forlina is in with us today. You've lived here your whole life, right?
Yep, correct.
You traveled much, Nathan?
I mean, not like worldwide, up and down the East Coast pretty much. That's about it.
So you've spent some time in some other places, right?
Correct.
Kids missed school today because there was ice everywhere and nobody could drive for several hours.
Yes.
Feels like it's 60 degrees outside.
It's beautiful.
This is baseball
right now.
Weather. This state is bonkers. Would you agree? I don't want to get into a whole weather thing here, but would you agree that in any 12-hour period in this state, today epitomizes how ridiculous the state is?
Well, you know it's ridiculous whenever you have to check your weather app to make sure things don't change all the time.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter time, because it's like, oh, I don't want to be driving home through, you know, snow and ice if I am somewhere. It's like, okay, I'm not going to check it. Well, guess what? It's actually supposed to now snow 2 inches, so all of a sudden you have to drive through.
Yeah.
You know, what's going to take you a 15-minute drive takes you 45 minutes because you have to go slow, and then all of a sudden you're sliding everywhere. But got the tires replaced, so it's not as big of an issue now. But
well, I drive a minivan. And so minivans are the worst thing in the world in any kind of snow or whatever. And here's the thing about me is I'm so checked out because at 8 o'clock in the morning we're leaving to go on vacation to Florida. And so Jody asked me whenever I walked in, "You in vacation mode already?" I'm like, hell to the freaking yes. When I get up and shovel an inch and a half of ice this morning, and yet came out of the baseball facility, went to ERA after the kids did the FID day, went to ERA when my boy came out at 3:30. It felt like it was 60 degrees. It felt like we were going to play a baseball game.
Yes, it's a wild state for weather, and it might be the most wild. I feel like the weather flips here on a dime every single week. So, like I told you, next week it's supposed to be all crappy, and then I'm sure the following week when you get back, it's going to be 60.
I hope it's – I'm sorry, everybody, but I'm in kind of a screw you mode. I hope it's bad for all you people here next week while I'm in Florida. Because here's what always happens. Every year when we go to Florida, usually late February, early March, we go to Florida for a week. Every year we go, it's awesome down there, obviously, but we miss out on a great weather week up here of like 50, 60 degrees. Mm-hmm. So this year we get to get away while you folks up here are gonna be struggling.
Well, you're missing potential snow Tuesday through Thursday.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of see. And it's gonna be in the mid-30s most of the week. So.
You know what gets me the most? This is the last thing I'll say. Here's what gets me the most, and I think a lot of people fall into this category. Because the weather changes so drastically in such a short period of time, it's very easy to get sick that way.
Oh, yes,
it's very
absolutely.
Easy to, you know, say it's the reverse. It's 60 degrees one evening, and the next morning it's 5. And then the next day it's back to 60. That's how your body really gets screwed. I mean, I've lived here 25 years, so I'm about as used to it as you can be as an adult. But it's taken me a long, long, long time to get used to that. And every year, invariably, whenever we have these crazy shifts like this, I usually end up getting sick. And I told you a couple weeks ago, when I get sick, I get a really bad cold, then I get a really bad cough, and I lose my voice for 2 or 3 days, and I can't do the show for 2 or 3 days. So to me, it all kind of goes hand in hand with just these ridiculous weather patterns.
Yeah, and like I said, you've probably gotten used to living in PA. I've grown up with it, so I'm kind of used to it. But I feel like if somebody was to come in from an out, like you did, come up from Arkansas whenever, mid-20s or whatever, so probably took you a little bit. But
it has taken a while.
But you know what? It is what it is. Hopefully spring's around the corner, even though Punxsutawney Phil told me I got 6 more weeks of winter to look forward to.
You didn't hear the story that I was there.
I hate Punxsutawney
Phil.
Were you there?
We went. It was a disaster. I'll tell the 30-second version here again. It was cold, but we got through the event okay. Then
Corey always likes to bring up positive topics on our show, too. So.
Then, as soon as we turned to leave, it was an absolute disaster, and the people that run Groundhog Day should be humiliated and embarrassed because they had 40,000 people there.
Yeah.
As soon as the event ended and we turned around to leave, we had to walk about 60 yards to get to a bus to take us back to town. It took us 2 hours to go 60 yards. And an hour and 30 minutes of that was spent in an enclosed fence, because you walk in and they're trying to separate the people to the bus. And we're in this enclosed fence that felt like a prison of about 400, 500 people, where everybody's shoulder to shoulder and you couldn't move. Like you literally, the door was 20 feet in front and it took an hour to get there. And so anyway, that was my Punxsy experience.
I will probably never get a Punxs. I like Punxs Tawny at the town. I will never get a Punxs Tawny.
You're not going to do it?
February 2nd.
Never. Well, look, this is my second time.
I hate Phil more than anybody in this world.
Why?
If you're basing your weather off Phil, what is wrong with you?
I grew up with the movie Groundhog Day, which is an awesome movie. It is one of the great comedic movies of all time.
Hate that movie as well.
The movie is unbelievable. So I went to Groundhog Day in 2010 with some friends. It was 5 degrees. There weren't anywhere near as many people there. We got in and out. I don't remember it being an issue. With 40,000 people there, they couldn't handle it logistically.
What was the weather like? Was it like probably 30s whenever you got
there? No. It was 18, feels like 10.
Ooh.
So our feet were cold. But hey, look, we expected that. It was me and 4 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
So I made sure everybody had 5 layers of clothes on. Hey, I don't want to rehash that story, but but I will say, you know, the thing about it is, if you go to a public event and the event itself was good, it's just leaving the damn event. Like if you're stuck at a Penn State football game in traffic for 2 or 3 hours.
I have some stories about that.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a pain. A lot of the events, and Penn State football is actually terrible with this, the way you get out of the stadium and stuff like that. Because you probably stick around
working for 3-4 hours, so I would never try to leave a Penn State football game right away.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting in the car and people are cutting each other off trying to get off the line. Next thing you know, people are throwing fists in front of you. It's always a fun time.
Yep.
So it's a good time.
All right, we are in Pennsylvania. Because we're in Pennsylvania, should we root for the Pennsylvania team in the Super Bowl? 946-0435. I'll ask Nathan. We'll ask all you guys. Dan's got, I'm sure, what's going to be some lovely traveling stories. But answer my question first, Dan. Are you rooting for the Eagles simply because they are a Pennsylvania team?
No. No, I'm rooting for the Eagles because of Barkley. That's because he's the same difference as when I root for Caitlin Clark when she was in college and in basketball. I never watched women's basketball, professional, until you start hyping it up and everything. That's when I got hooked with Caitlin Clark. Now, I got interested in Barkley when you were voting for the Heisman Trophy, see? And then you give your after the vote. You couldn't predict who you're voting for. But afterwards, then you give your scenario, see? And you said that you did say he would never win the Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, then you give plus and minus about the man. But you said he was a good human being.
He is a good dude. He wasn't going to win the Heisman, because to win the Heisman, you need just absolutely bonkers statistics. And so I'm pretty sure about this. I'd have to double check. Nathan, I voted for Saquon for the Heisman in 2016. I did not vote for him in 2017. I'm pretty sure I voted for Trace McSorley, because in 2017, I felt like Trace McSorley was more of
I would agree with you there.
More of the engine that made that pencil, because everybody focused on Saquon so much. Saquon had a good year.
I think about this read options Trace
yes.
would run too.
But the point you're making, Dan, is a good one. So let's get into this for just a second, because it is interesting. Saquon is a good guy. He is a really good guy. He's an easy guy to root for. This may end up being the topic for today, so I want everybody to listen carefully to what I'm going to say. It's easy to root for Saquon because he's a good guy. But I don't think our sports society roots against bad guys. You see what I'm getting at? There are a lot of bad people in sports. There are a lot of bad guys in sports, guys who have done terrible things. Ben Roethlisberger was one of them, and the way he was heralded at the end of his Steelers career still makes me uncomfortable. There are a lot of bad. Michael Vick, I call him dog murderer. I will call him dog murderer forever. Yes, he did his time, fine, but I can hold it against him.
I think people off the field issues or off the court or whatever issues they put aside from the athlete themselves. If somebody
right, but if that person moved in next door to you, if a this has long been an issue for me. Dan, I'll let you finish because I'm going to go on a rant here. But I'll let you finish about Saquon. He is somebody you can root for.
Absolutely, and I can very rare. You know, I've only been to probably 3 Penn State games in my life, and the game I did go to. It was Barkley, and I think it was 16. Then what really got me interested, now he absolutely hopped over a defender, not once but twice on his way. He didn't score a touchdown, but he gained probably 45 yards anyways, and the place went nuts, you know. But both sides, you know, both sides, and it disrupted and everything. That's the one thing I remember about Barkley, and I wish him good luck in New York. And you said New York would wasted a draft pick, number one, because they picked him number one.
I do. I will stand. I think he was the third pick.
Second pick. Baker was first.
I will stand by it forever. That you cannot, should not, never in this modern age of football pick a running back that high. That's
an argument. Where would you pick? Where do you think is the highest to pick a running back? Is Bijan Robinson at 7 too high for?
Yes. If you take Dan, I appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks for the call. Nathan's got. We got all kinds of good discussions here.
Because I've had this conversation with plenty of people. I don't know, because I think the perfect number was Jahmyr Gibbs, I believe, who went 12th.
I think 12 to 15 is probably about right.
That's where a guy like Ashton Gentry will probably
because
fall this year.
This is, you know, this goes back, this is an argument that goes back many, many. Can you name the running backs that the Patriots won Super Bowls with?
You had Sonny Michel, you had maybe Corey Clement was on those teams.
LeGarrette Blount. Deep in their careers.
Yeah.
The statistics, will you can look these up. The statistics will show you that the most interchangeable position in all of football is running back. I did a whole big series on this with Le'Veon Bell one time with the Steelers, that the Steelers averaged 387.4 yards per game with Le'Veon Bell. They averaged 387.3 yards without Le'Veon Bell. They averaged 146 yards rushing with Le'Veon Bell. They averaged 154.2 yards without. They're so identical. The running back position, look at Saquon. Saquon is a great player. Saquon has had one of the greatest, if not the greatest, rushing seasons ever for a running back. The New York Giants did nothing with him.
I think it comes down to the 5 men you have up front.
Right. And so if you sign, if you give a running back $20 to $25 million, that's $15 million you have less to give those guys up front. Yeah. It's all a financial deal. Yeah. It's all finances. You can't overspend for running back when, again, Saquon, look, Miles Sanders was the
I was just about to tell you, I don't want this Miles Sanders, but he did exceptional behind
Miles
that Philly
offensive
line. Miles Sanders
was fourth or fifth in the league in rushing the one year with the Eagles. He was fourth and Saquon was fifth, or vice versa. They finished one back and forth. And then, you know, so if you go to the right team, the right team can make a running back look great.
I think it needs to be a perfect pairing for guys like Saquon Barkley, a guy like Derrick Henry who went to a better situation. I think you need both for them to absolutely shine, a running back that is. That's why a lot of times drafting a running back super high is questionable, because is the offense line going to be – like Bijan right now for the Falcons, he's a little bit different because he's a receiving back too. Jahmyr Gibbs can also catch the ball as well. So maybe a dual threat running back, and Saquon is a dual threat running back, although he hasn't had – I don't think – that many receiving yards or the best receiving statistical season of his career this year behind the Eagles offensive line. I just feel as if right now, if you're taking a pure running back, like Ashton Gentry's going to be a pure running back this upcoming draft, anybody in the top 10, I think, is crazy to draft him because he's not versatile enough to where he can catch the ball as well, and they can utilize him in both aspects. And I think whenever you have that aspect, that makes a much better running back, and maybe that's why Saquon kind of, I don't want to say made the offensive line look better, but made the offensive line look better in New York for a little bit.
Rob in Bedford texts me some more of the running backs on Patriots Super Bowl winning team. James White.
James White, he caught the game-winning touchdown in Super Bowl 51.
Corey Dillon.
Corey Dillon's a nice little player, though.
Rex Burkhead. The point is, if you've got to, so I want to get back to this other topic, 9460435, because you do hear a lot of you out there are going to root for Saquon Barkley, either because he's a good guy, Penn State ties, all of that, and that is great. And by the way, I do still have my question out there. Are you rooting for the Eagles simply because they're a Pennsylvania team? I kind of am. I mean, I would like to see the Eagles. I don't have anything against the Eagles.
I don't either.
On our Black and Gold Breakdown show the other day, Kreider said he hates the Eagles. I'm like, what do you got to hate the Eagles for? I don't know. I mean, but hey, whatever.
Ever heard of the Steagles?
So, but this notion of rooting, I'm going to root for the good guy. Saquon's a good guy. Well, you're also going to root for Michael Vick if he's taking over your team. And you're going to root for Ben Ross. So here's the question I have you. I've asked this many times, Nathan. Are you really familiar with Ben Roethlisberger's past with the two sexual assault? Okay.
Yeah.
Would you want Ben Roethlisberger to be the quarterback of your team?
We're just talking about on the field. I'd rather have him than, you know, there's probably 20 to 25 guys.
It's a yes or no question. The answer is yes.
Yes.
Would you want Ben Roethlisberger dating your sister?
No.
So,
well, maybe back in his 20s. Maybe now it's a little bit different. But
in sports, why is it that we lose our moral compass? We don't care if our athletes are a-holes as long as they perform. And it's been this way for a long, long time. There are other aspects of our life that are like that. But I'm talking specifically about sports here right now that, you know, and then you have Joe Mixon, who in college punched a woman in the face.
I think last year he was on the lawn and he threatened to kill kids with a gun.
Right. He flat punched his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend in the face when he was in college. Still plays football. Ray Rice did terrible things, completely banished from football. There's no rhyme or reason, really. Deshaun Watson, hey, let's go do what we want with more than 20.
Justin Tucker.
But massage therapist. Now you got Justin Tucker. So, all right, so Do you root for Saquon because he's a good guy? Do you ever find yourself rooting against these guys because they're bad guys?
So off the field, I mean, there's a few guys like I root against Deshaun Watson. I feel like most of the time though,
are you a huge Steelers or any team fan? I like the NFL.
I root for the Steelers, but it's not like I'm this guy who's like, if the Steelers lose my entire
so it's a little hard, right? If you were a diehard Steelers fan where it made your week win or lose, and the Steelers added Deshaun Watson, how would you feel?
I'd feel terrible because I think Deshaun Watson's not a great quarterback
and
anymore.
When Deshaun Watson throws a winning touchdown pass to Pat Freiermuth to beat the Ravens, you don't care.
Kenny Pickett did that a few times. So
yeah, but Kenny Pickett didn't.
I hated Kenny Pickett, though.
But he didn't allegedly sexually assault more than 20 women. You see, there's a difference. I'm not talking about guys that you don't like.
Yeah.
I'm talking about horrendous human beings. I'm talking about absolute scumbags. And yet, if he's your quarterback, you know?
I don't know. It's a tough question. I think it all comes down to how good the player is, which it shouldn't come down to that.
It's exactly
it
right. You nailed it.
Because that's why Browns fans.
It comes down to how good the player is. If Deshaun Watson had led the Browns to the AFC Championship game, everybody there is loving every minute of it.
Yeah, but he didn't, and he tore his Achilles in the entire place.
And now everybody loved that.
Yes.
But what does that say about us as sports fans? We have no freaking morals.
I think what it says is we differentiate the person on the field and off the field. Because you think about plenty of dirty players throughout the history of the NFL.
Right.
The first guy that comes to mind is Bill Romanowski. Everybody hated Bill Romanowski.
That's right.
You didn't want him on your team because
spitting on guys.
Spitting on people.
Vontaze Burfict hit guys late.
No one wanted Vontaze Burfict on
but if he'd have joined the Steelers, they'd have loved him.
I don't think. There have been players that have joined
Michael
teams.
Michael Vick murdered more than 100 dogs, and when he joined the Steelers, everybody's fine with it.
Michael Vick joined the Steelers in 2016.
What's worse, murdering 100 dogs or getting some late hit penalties?
If we're talking about moral, obviously, the dogs. But if we're just talking about something that was removed 10 years from now, I don't know. It's a tough question because again, it depends what light you're looking at. If you're just looking at them straight up as an athlete, depends on what they do at this field. And that's what I associate athletes with. You think about all these actors and singers who have stuff come up in their past. We do the same exact thing with them. It's every
correct.
Aspect.
Correct.
Politician. We do everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
I wasn't going to go the latter one, but yes, that is true.
Both sides. It's not one
but
side.
Sports in specifically is fascinating because sports it's all heart, baby. Mm-hmm. Sports is not your head. I joke about this. You'll never divorce your favorite sports team. You'll divorce your wife. You'll divorce your wife. You get tired of her. You won't divorce the Pirates. You'll divorce your wife. You won't divorce Bob Nutting. That's all because sports has a place in our hearts from a passion standpoint. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Nebraska, man. Nebraska, man, you're rooting for the Eagles.
Yes, I am.
Why?
Guys, I'm getting sick and tired of Kansas City getting all the calls and everything every time they're on TV.
I've seen the map. Have you seen the map where they show the areas of the country where people are rooting for? There's like in Kansas City, you got a Chiefs logo right there. The entire rest of the country is rooting for the Eagles.
I don't even know if I think the entire country hopes Super Bowl ends in a tie or just doesn't go off.
That's funny.
Hey, Corey, change the subject here real quick. Did you see Penn State didn't even come into the top 10 in recruiting?
In football?
Yeah, in recruiting.
Yeah look, I'll be perfectly honest with you. Nathan, I've had this, I've said Penn State is the eighth or ninth best program in the country. And I still feel that way. I know they finished fifth. But I still think there were probably a couple teams out there that could have beaten them. So this is changing the subject, but it's a fascinating thing because are we supposed to think of Penn State as elite now? I think we kind of are. I think we're kind of supposed to think of them. They got to the national semifinal. They finished number five. They're going to be in the top five next year. Who did they beat to get there?
They didn't beat anybody, but I think why we think of them as elite is because we haven't seen the drop-off like certain teams have. I don't want to say Georgia dropped
right.
off, but they didn't make it to the Final Four, in which you should probably
They
be
also
there.
Lost their starting quarterback.
They did.
And it's a very different scenario.
It is. It's tough.
So,
you think about Alabama, who took a big step
if
back.
If Penn State
about
had
Michigan.
Lost Drew Aller, Penn State probably loses to Boise.
Corey, do you know who the number
Maybe.
One school was?
Well, hang on just one second, because Nebraska man asked about recruiting. The reason I say that is because I still think, if you have the number 13 recruiting class in the country and Ohio State has the number 2 or 3, you're still trying to catch those guys. You're still mm-hmm. trying to catch the Alabamas. But the difference now, the difference now is the playoff. The playoff is the differentiator. I still don't think Penn State's going to be as good because James Franklin's a good recruiter, but I think he's had one top five class. He's had a bunch of top 10 classes, but one top five class. He traditionally has always gotten out recruited by Ohio State. So Penn State, again, they're the eighth or ninth best recruiting team in the country. They're the eighth or ninth best development team in the country.
I think it matters much more about your development than your recruiting.
Right,
we've seen
right.
tons of
They
top
do a
recruits.
Good job developing yes. players. But my point is Penn State is still kind of in that bubble of 7, 8, 9 to me. I almost feel like they've sidestepped the path to become elite because the playoff allowed them to. What do you think about that, Nebraska man?
Corey, can you answer me this question? Why do they even have top recruiting ratings now whenever everything's down to money? don't you think?
It's going to be interesting.
If Texas signs $30 million in players
yep.
and another team only signs five, well, sure, Texas is going to be higher rated because they paid $30 million. So I don't even know why they have recruiting anymore with all the money they're paying out to these college kids.
Yeah, good stuff,
this
man.
This whole thing where, like, preseason rankings, it's so tough to judge a team off just roster alone because
– what's going to happen is you might get your $30 million recruiting class. How many of those guys leave after year one and enter the transfer portal? That's where it's a major, major subject. What Nebraska Man's asking –
that could be a whole show.
It's not just a loaded question. That's a five-hour discussion on recruiting rankings – retaining your roster. Coaches have to spend as much time now retaining their roster, you know, as they are building their roster. So all of that is kind of interconnected. But from the sheer recruiting standpoint, I do think if Penn State's recruiting number 12, 13 in the country, I don't think you're going to win a national championship that way. I think at some point you've got to have a string of top four or five classes. And then hope you get a good draw in the playoff tournament, because I don't know. I mean, clearly you can win a national title with a number 12 or 13 recruiting class, but it does make it harder because if you run into Ohio State and they've got number one NFL draft picks at wide receiver every single year, well, at some point their talent is just going to beat you.
Yes, and I think that's a major aspect, but I think, like you mentioned, retainment, if you can retain your talent, that's also a big deal, because whether it's just familiarity with schemes and stuff like that, that does matter a little bit. Then also, it's just eluding my mind what I was about to say.
Don't you hate when that happens sometimes?
I just had two things in my head.
Tremendous train of thought, and then like, boom. You forget both.
It's collision. Well,
take a break. we'll listen to some J.M. Boswell ads, and maybe that'll get you going.
Yeah, maybe it will.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over two dozen local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Hank FM.
Blues Traveler. You do this song on your trivia, Nathan?
I think I've played it once. Who sings this? I can't.
Blues Traveler. It's Hook. The Hook brings you back.
I haven't played this. I'm not familiar too much with the Blues Traveler.
You should do this. This is quite literally, and on purpose, the dumbest song ever. Do you know the story of this song?
I think I can remember you saying something about it once.
It's just a bunch of nonsense. Here's how the song starts. It doesn't matter what I say, so long as I sing with inflection. That makes you feel I'll convey some inner truth or vast reflection. So basically he goes, because the hook brings you back.
Okay.
And later on he goes, suck it in, suck it in, suck it in if you're in 1010 or in Berlin. Like, the lyrics are complete garbage.
Interesting.
It's complete gibberish. But if you listen, I got to play the song now. Because if you listen to the song, we'll play it in the next break, it's so catchy. And you will find yourself singing along, or at least humming along, because it's hard to know the damn words. So
interesting. Right. Interesting. It was a good week of music trivia this week.
Yeah, there you go.
A lot of Grammys trivia. So
I'm curious. 9460435, here's our football question. Are you rooting for the Eagles? Is there anybody rooting for the Chiefs? Is there anybody out there? You're rooting for Darth Vader. You're waiting for Darth Vader to chop off Luke's hand and then tell him, I'm your daddy. All right, that's what you're rooting for. Now, look, if you're rooting for Patrick Mahomes and greatness and dynasty, you argued last week. I completely disagree, but you argued that the Chiefs are already the greatest dynasty. If they win this, and that's 3 out of 4 and 4 out of 6, you definitely are making a good argument that not only are the Chiefs the best dynasty ever, but now Patrick Mahomes has taken a step closer to, you know, is he the best quarterback ever?
With a three-peat, it becomes an interesting conversation.
With a three-peat, 4 out of 6, again, he still won't have 7 like Brady, and that's a very different kind of thing. But at least it adds to a layer. So, you know, I don't know that there's anything wrong if people are out there want to root for greatness.
There's nothing wrong to root for the Chiefs. And I think the reason there's a difference in my opinion between the Patriots and the Chiefs dynasties and why I was okay with rooting against the Patriots is because Spygate, Deflategate, all this stuff in which it's not allegedly it happened where the Patriots were essentially cheating. I know everybody jokes around that the Chiefs are getting calls. Again, I would go back to this. They cannot.
Let's break this down. Spygate, they were cheating.
Yes.
That's clear. They were cheating. Whether or not they were using it in games, we don't know how that would have helped. Like Michigan's clearly stealing signals and all this stuff. How the Deflategate,
they would have won that game regardless.
That's a non-issue to me. You've heard stories about quarterbacks throughout the history of the NFL like the ball a little bit deflated. It's easier to throw. If you go get a football right now that's fully inflated and then you take a few pounds of pressure out, it's much easier to throw. So, and I think we've probably, if memory serves, I think Aaron Rodgers said he had done it. I think Drew Brees said he had done it. So does Deflategate move the needle for you at all?
I mean, I think it does just because of the fact it was in the game of that magnitude, AFC Championship. Again, I know they absolutely put a beating on the Colts and they would have won that game in my opinion regardless, but it's more of a stain, I guess, on the legacy. And I think
legitimate reason to say the Patriots cheated. The Chiefs thing is just, well, one, I think there's a lot of jealousy involved, but two, I think there is just this fatigue. It's a fatigue. Oh my God, how you mean to tell me Josh Allen didn't get that first? Get the hell out of here.
And it gets magnified because it's in the biggest moments, and who's always there in the biggest moments? Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
And they're always there.
They're always there. Yep. It's because they're so good. And listen, I feel like I am the biggest Chiefs glazer on this earth the way I'm talking about them, but people got to realize that unless something comes out, this Chiefs dynasty is completely clean. You've got one of the best, most underrated coaches in
clean.
NFL. I mean, Andy Reid does not even get the flowers he deserves. That guy is, you can make the argument, a top 5 coach, if not top 3 coach in NFL history, especially if he wins this game. Never gets the credit he deserves. Mahomes is, I mean, we talk about great guys like Saquon. Mahomes is a great guy. I mean, does so much off
the
field.
No controversy, really?
No controversy.
Yeah, I
just
agree
keeps
with you
his own. Has the dad bod, too. He's more relatable than anybody else. So,
Jai, what's going on, Jai? How you doing, man?
All right. Do you think that everybody coming back to Penn State actually hurt the recruiting? You know, when you got your running back and quarterback already set, you know you're not going to play.
I don't think so because recruiting stuff is already established. They already know who they're going to get before. I would have thought most people would have believed that Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen were going to leave. It's not like anybody decommitted or anything after they decided to stay.
Okay, so there wasn't any change on that.
No.
All right. We had a conversation before about what I thought about the Chiefs. And they don't cheat. They just get a call. And one possession here or there means a game. They still got to win, but they got an advantage.
So do you fall into the category of thinking that it's somehow rigged, that there's some conspiracy that
I wouldn't use the word rig because, like I said, there's only a play here and there, but it's a key moment.
But so, rigged, so but is something happening? Is something happening subconsciously to where an official subconsciously, because the Chiefs are always there and they know how big the magnitude, they just give the benefit of the doubt to the Chiefs?
That, yeah, and I'm not 100% that it's subconsciously. You know, there's going to be a moment here coming up. You know, it's a key thing coming up here, one of these third downs, one of these. But I don't know. I don't think I'm going to watch the Super Bowl.
What?
Wow.
What?
I've never done that
before. Yeah. Oh, you're lying.
You're gonna watch.
See,
Super Bowl.
I'm not gonna be here next week. Dave Shannon is hosting next week, so I'll be gone. So I'm not. I won't get to call you out if you call back. But I guarantee you're gonna turn on at some point, at least for a little bit.
I'm thinking about watching "We Are the World" documentary.
That's a good one.
But it's only an hour and a half. That's one of the great lines I've ever heard.
Well, think about it. You can watch that up until the halftime show,
I can't tell you how awesome that is, what you just said. It shows that you listen. It shows that you're able to crack a joke, a personal joke. But you could go watch The Greatest Night in Pop and still come back to the Super Bowl.
I'll still be statue.
Oh my God! Thank you. Good stuff, man. 946. That's a pretty good line, Nathan.
That's a good one. It's one of the better ones we've had in the last couple months. So
946-0435. A grammar lesson for everyone. Note what. Please listen to what I'm saying here, everybody. I said that maybe an official is subconsciously thinking about it. It is not unconsciously. This is one of the most misused words in our language. People say all the time, oh, maybe the official's unconsciously been... Unconscious means you're knocked the hell out. That's what... Unconscious means you're...
You might think they are of some of the calls they make.
Right,
but
it bugs the hell out of me. It's one of those things that bugs the hell out of me. It is not unconscious. You're not making any decision unconsciously. The word is subconsciously. So everybody, Nathan, remember that for the rest of your life. You're not making an unconscious decision.
I don't think I've ever misused that word.
All right.
I don't
think good for you. That's good.
I will say, what about the biggest plot twist of all time is whenever Eagles are at the 1 yard line of the Super Bowl, and after the Chiefs jump off sides three times, they award them a touchdown. The refs award the Eagles a touchdown.
What? Why? My head's spinning around. What?
You know, in the Washington game, whenever they call it out and basically say, if you continue to do this, we have the right to award a touchdown to Washington or to the Eagles.
Okay.
What if they do that against the Chiefs? Backstab the Chiefs and they lose by 7 points.
And it goes against the Chiefs.
It goes against the Chiefs, giving the Eagles a free touchdown.
Well, that would be crazy, but what if it goes for the Chiefs? Then I think
we're going to let the Chiefs jump off sides 45 times here. After that, we'll discuss with Andy Reid and we'll give him an ultimatum, right?
That's nice. All right, Jim, what's going on? How you doing, man?
Oh, not too bad. How are you?
All right, buddy. What do you got? You rooting for the Eagles, Jim?
Yeah, I'm going to go Eagles.
You're rooting for the Eagles or you're picking the Eagles?
Are you rooting for the Eagles or are you rooting against the Chiefs?
I'm picking the Eagles. I want the Eagles to win.
Okay, but are you picking the Eagles because you want the Eagles to win or are you picking the Eagles because you think they will win?
I think they'll win.
Okay.
They got a good running game now, which they didn't have that before.
Right.
And I really think the Eagles can pull this off.
If there's a team that's going to pull it off.
Then the reason why I'm going with the Eagles is because they're a Pennsylvania team for one. And I like Bartley for two. That'd be the second reason. And the third reason, I just hate the Chiefs.
The Eagles, look, the Eagles have an excellent team. I didn't read it because I don't read 50,000 words that Bill Barnwell writes on the Super Bowl every year for ESPN because it's, my God, it's just ridiculous. But the headline on the story was the Eagles have the better roster. You believe that, Nathan? You believe the Eagles have the better roster?
Miles ahead, I really do think so.
But the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Andy Reid. So, all right. So just to be clear, you're not only rooting for the Eagles, you actually think the Eagles will win.
Yes.
I'm rooting for the Eagles. I am picking the Chiefs 30-26. The Chiefs just don't lose these kinds of games ever, except for the one to Tom Brady where Mahomes just didn't play well. So I'm going Chiefs 30-26. Nathan, have you given a pick yet?
I haven't given a pick yet. So
here we go. Let's do it.
It's a tough game because I don't remember a time I've ever picked against Mahomes. But there's something. I just have a feeling that the football gods are going to say, Mahomes, you will not be the first one to three-peat this year.
Okay.
I think the Eagles are the better roster. I think the key is A.J. Brown going to get going here? Because he's been quiet all postseason, especially this first two games, I think three catches total. He needs to get on a rhythm right here. I think he does. I think the Eagles pull off the stunner. Barkley runs away with it towards the end. I got the Eagles win this game. I'll say 20, I'm going to say 26-22 Eagles.
It's a low-scoring game. That's a really low-scoring game.
I think the over-under is right at 48 right now.
That's a really low scoring game. I'm surprised. I did not look at the over under.
I didn't look at the over under.
48.5. So you're right.
That right is, at the under. Because is, I feel like with the Super Bowl, we saw it last year. I think it was 25-22 the Chiefs. I think teams tighten up a little bit.
Yep, sure.
But the last time these two teams played, they were haymakers left and right. Mm-hmm. And there was also a lot of mistakes too, costly interceptions and fumbles at certain positions. I remember Nick Bolton, I believe, had a scoop and score that game. So we'll see, but I just think it's the Eagles' time, and I hope Sirianni wins this for himself because it's almost like the Ryan Day thing where Sirianni, I don't care what you think about him, he's a good coach. I mean, this team year after year has been good. Even when this roster was down in 21, he still took him to the playoffs. Sirianni's a good coach that does not get the respect he deserves because he does some questionable things every once in a while, but I hope he wins one as well and is able to kind of put an end to this domination for the Chiefs the last two or three years from here.
All right. Clark, sir, what do you got, man?
Well, you got two Eagles that have birthdays on Sunday.
Oh, is that right?
Barkley.
Barkley's
birthday Sunday. That's cool.
And Cooper DeJean.
Get
about up. That? That's neat.
You know, my guess is they could flip the score from the previous Super Bowl meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it may be like 37-34.
That's a really high scoring. That's a bunch of points, man.
Well, that's what did they do last time? What was it, 38-35?
38-35 last time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't have outdoor conditions here. So the field goal should be able to be, unless they have a hook or something to it. I hate to lose it on a field goal.
Now you're in the Philly area. Are you rooting for Philly or not?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm an old Eagles fan from going back.
All right.
Not as heavy as I used to be, but whatever. But I understand you're pulling a Doug Gottlieb on us.
What's Doug Gottlieb?
Did you see what he did?
No.
Gottlieb got the job at Wisconsin Green Bay.
Right, and he still has a radio show.
Right, but he's 2-19 or whatever.
Are they that bad? Oh, my God. Oh,
they're really bad. He's leaving the team to cover the Super Bowl down in New Orleans. And the AD is allowing this. Talk about taking one for the team.
What?
Yes. Go read the story on Doug Gottlieb. I mean, talk about absurdity. You know, we've never heard of anything like this. The head coach? It's unbelievable. The other thing is, you're only leaving at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Yep.
Oh, come on. You got up for Punxsutawney at 4. I want you out the door by 6.
We got a long drive. Green
Bay,
Doug Gottlieb, they're 2-22.
Yeah.
I got to digest this. I didn't know this story. I knew Doug was able to keep his radio show while being a head coach, which is asinine beyond belief.
Right.
So they're letting him go on a – all right. I got to process. I got to take a break. I'm going to process this. We'll see what Nathan thinks about this.
Taking a look at the upcoming schedule as the 2025 NASCAR season is fast approaching. Next Wednesday, we have cars on the track for practice and qualifying, both on FS1. Thursday for the Cup Series is the dual races at Daytona. Two separate qualifying races to determine the rest of the field outside of the front row, which was determined on Wednesday. Friday, we have all three series on the track for various things. Saturday is the Xfinity Series race at Daytona. And Sunday is, of course, the 67th running of the Great American Race. The 2025 Daytona Daytona 500, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox, and it's completely sold out. One single point in each NASCAR race this season. Doesn't sound like a lot, but could mean the difference between making the Final Four at Phoenix and not. Drivers have a new way to earn that single solitary point. Just have the fastest lap in the race. Ah, but what if there's a tie for the fastest recorded lap in the race? Well, the tie is broken by finishing position then. The 2025 NASCAR Hall of Fame induction is happening tomorrow night at, well, the Hall of Fame in Charlotte, North Carolina. This year's honorees are Carl Edwards, who raced for 13 years in the Cup Series, racking up 28 career victories. Ricky Rudd, known as the Iron Man, who started 788 races in a row and won 23 times. And Ralph Moody, who won 5 races as a driver and 2 championships as a team owner. Watch it all on the new NASCAR channel on Tubi, which is free, by the way, and doesn't need a subscription or registration. Here on the final lap.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure, dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie, turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
So this is pretty bonkers, Nate. Oh, I forgot to play Hook here. Wait a second. So you've heard this, right?
Yes, I have heard
this. The Hook brings you back. I ain't telling you no lies. It's really one of the great songs in music history because they're basically making fun of the fact that you don't need to say anything in a song. And I joke about that a lot, like with Pearl Jam.
I like Pearl Jam.
Do you know that song, Jeremy?
Yeah, Jeremy.
Jeremy spoke in class today. If I put a... I was going to say something inappropriate. But if I threatened your life... for you to tell me what the hell he's saying and you didn't know the lyrics, there's no way in the world you could tell me what he's saying. Like on first listen to that song.
First listen, I probably couldn't tell you, but I.
Once you figure out the words, then you know it.
Yeah. First listen's a little tough to follow along, but I feel like it's with every song, though, for me at least. It's first listen, I gotta try to. I still get lyrics wrong all the time. I'm not gonna lie.
80s songs where you can actually hear the lyrics. All right, anyway, so I get to James on the phone line here in just 1 second, but that Doug Gottlieb story that Clarkster mentioned, so his basketball team, and look, Doug's been a very successful sports broadcaster for a long time. I'm surprised he left that industry to go into college basketball. The Green Bay Phoenix, they're 2-22, and he's taking a break from coaching a college basketball team to cover the Super Bowl. This is ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
It is
hilarious. I've never heard of that. That's insane. I don't know why you do that. If I was a player on the team, I would have lost all faith.
Oh, my God. They've lost. Let's see. They've only got two wins, and they started the season 2-3, and now they're 2-22. So they've lost 19 consecutive games. Now, some of these games are a little more competitive than you would think. They played the likes of Youngstown State, Cleveland State, Oakland, Detroit Mercy, that kind of stuff.
Listen, the guy's just a jack of all trades. Guy's a jack of all trades. He can do whatever he wants. If he must be that good of a coach.
If they're
he's
allowing able to, it. Hey.
Be who you can afford to be.
Hey, you see the story yesterday? There's talk Stephen A's going to run for president in 2020.
Yeah, BS. He's basically come out already and shot down those. There's no way Stephen A's... Think about how much Stephen A makes a year. You know how much you make as president?
Exactly.
Not even...
That's why guys like The Rock or Oprah or any of these people who conceivably could get a lot of... These people make so much money. They would never do that.
They would never. But we'll see. That's what they said about our current president, 40 years ago. So we'll figure it out.
Would you stop talking politics?
We ain't getting political, guys. We are not getting political.
We're
just bringing up simple facts.
I spent 30 minutes on the transgender thing yesterday because I'm sick. I didn't
hear you. I'm assuming you're in favor.
Awesome.
Of it.
It's awesome what he did. It finally. I'm tired of the wokeism components. James in Altoona, what's up, man?
Hey, not too much.
What's going on? How you doing, pal?
Not bad. I was wondering a couple questions. These free agents, well, they're not really free agents. The Rams are getting rid of that Cook. Gerhardt from Cleveland wants to leave, which I don't know if Cleveland's going to let him go. But then you got Hill that used to play for Miami. Then he went to Kansas City. Was he in Pittsburgh, I think it was last week for 2 days?
I didn't see that. You brought him up on the Black and Gold show. I'm looking. He won't be able to leave the Dolphins. He's still under contract with the team through 2026. So he is not a free agent. But
Tyreek will not go anywhere this offseason.
He could always, you know, he hinted, kind of threatened a little bit at the end of the season about not returning. But he's on a $90 million contract.
Oh, okay.
So we can forget about Tyreek Hill.
It's just so much of a cap hit for team trading.
Here's the thing, Jim. This is what Kreider asked the other day. Why on earth would any wide receiver want to come play for the Steelers? Anybody? Why? Why would you want to? You don't know who the quarterback is going to be. It's probably going to be Justin Fields, a guy that they complete. If you're a wide receiver in the NFL and your agent has you go back and watch the Steelers' first six games this past season where they didn't let Justin Fields do anything, why on earth would any wide receiver want to come play there?
Money talks.
They don't have the money to. They don't have the money to pay that guy. This is Kreider's big point. They got the highest paid defense in the NFL. This is my point earlier about why you don't draft a running back second and pay him $25 million. You have, if your quarterback is going to make a ton of money, which is the case for most teams, you have to have enough money to go around. And the Steelers don't have that.
My impression, they still had around $20 million to spend.
Yeah, but you got to figure out what your quarterback situation is going
to
be.
You got to do salary cap gymnastics, try to figure that out.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to go. It's not like you're going to go give a $20 million to a wide receiver. They got a lot of holes on the offensive line still. You know,
you got to pay people who are already there too. People who are up for extensions.
I know
all
you're
kind of
thinking optimistically, but. We need to get with the program here, Jim. The reality is that the Steelers are probably going to be in this boat for 2 to 3 more years. I mean, they've got a lot of issues they've got. Because if you don't have a quarterback, you just handcuff so many elements of your organization. All right. Thanks, buddy. Hey, we're going to wrap things up after this. We'll recap our Super Bowl picks and Nathan's got some prop bets that he wants to let you follow. You got some good ones?
There's some good ones here, which we'll see if it happens because a lot of them are out there, but they're pretty funny.
All right.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Howdy, the old farmer here, you know, from the Almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family and McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting, whatever you need, the Kubota BX series can handle. The Kubota BX series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean Jewelry Television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
All right, welcome back. We got a bunch of stuff to wrap up here. Doug Herendeen, special guest in studio. What you got, Doug?
We had a chance to talk with the folks at Spot Bowl. This is out of Harrisburg. They rate the Super Bowl commercials. Actually, they let us rate the Super Bowl commercials. We have a podcast. If you go to the Hank Facebook page, you can listen to it about 20 minutes or so with a preview of all the stuff that's coming up with the commercials, the important part of the game, of course.
Yes.
And you can also vote at spotbowl.com through noon Monday, and then they'll publish the results. Just a warning, Puppy Baby Monkey is back this year.
Are you Are you a big fan of the commercials?
Absolutely.
I've always loved the commercials.
But it's getting harder to impress you every year because they've done so much stuff. In fact, the one with Puppy Baby Monkey, it's like a ton of crossovers in that one commercial. I won't spoil it for you now, but you can hear the podcast and go to the website.
All right, good stuff.
Best commercial I ever ran was that Tubi one a couple years ago, in which everybody thought that someone was sitting on the remote. Do you guys remember that
one? Yes, that was great.
Oh, my God.
That
was the best one I've ever
seen.
Last
year, there were like 8 Temu commercials. That company's so freaking illegal. They spent millions on all these commercials. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's why they can sell you a car for 1 cent.
Exactly. All right, Nathan. Nathan's going to give you a couple prop bets here.
Prop bets. Corey, are you taking the power outage during the game at plus 5,000. We're going to see a repeat of Super Bowl, 12 years ago?
I am not taking that.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Who will the MVP mention in first in their speech? You got God / religious figure at minus 210 odds.
Yep.
I mean, that's going
to... Mom.
Teammates are plus 325. Families plus 700. Organization plus 1,400. Fans at plus 16.
I'm going to say family. I'm going to go with a flyer on plus 700 for the family.
Family? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm trying to...
Not every player... Look, obviously the ones who thank God, but not every player does the religious
not
thing.
But you think about both quarterbacks, I feel like... Jalen Hurts, first of all.
Where's teammate? What are teammates?
Teammates were like plus 15, I think.
Yeah.
Teammates plus 325.
That's pretty good.
You got, a 300-pound player score touchdown plus 2,500.
No.
You don't think they get a little tricky, anybody?
No fat guy TDs.
All right, then this is just a full percentage, but will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift at, right now it's 16.7%.
No.
I don't think so either. Then we got a player crying during the national anthem at 80,000 or coach or not 80,000, 80%.
Nah, I don't think so.
Well, Chris Jones cries every time, so he's going to be crying.
All
right.
I'm out tomorrow. Kreider and Bortner hosting the show. I'll be out all next week. Dave Shannon will be filling in. I will catch you guys here in a couple weeks. Nathan, I won't see you for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be 10 days or so. Yeah. We'll be all right. It'll be 2 weeks from here from the Super Bowl at that point. So enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game, everybody.
Station of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.